Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, TV presenter Davina McCall, who's now 56 but divorced for the second time at 50, has been talking recently about dating a little later in life. Now, she's returning to present the ITV show My Mum, Your Dad, in which middle-aged singles are thrown together in a house, and said that besides some difficulties and a steep learning curve, it can be a fulfilling experience. But what is it like to date in your 50s and beyond? You can send us a WhatsApp with your experience on 087 1400 106. Now, Orla joins me on the line. Orla, you've had a kind of a topsy-turvy sort of experience with dating. Difficult at the start.
Hi, Adrian. Lovely to talk to you. Yes, definitely topsy-turvy is one way of putting it. I suppose I'm 52, recently divorced, but that process has taken 5 years, so it's been a long process. So I suppose in my life, I was lucky enough to have been loved and felt love, although it didn't work out. So I suppose when you come through that process, you're going, I might like to have that feeling again. And where do you go? This is the thing.
Where did you go?
Well, I went where everybody else seems to be going, which is onto the apps. Which is really an experience, particularly as an older person. You know, like I'm still 22 in my head, but I am 52, and you bring sort of a different perspective with you. So you have different values, I suppose, and you also maybe have kids, and how, so it's a little bit more complicated than if you were just a single person on your own.
And you found a lot of misogyny and sexual predators, essentially?
Well, sometimes, yeah. Now, I can't say for all of the people, but definitely I found that it went to that place quite quickly. So if you're on the apps, it was hard to sort of come get your point across without it kind of going sexual very quickly, which is not what you're looking for. Well, it's not what I'm looking for in a relationship, you know. So you have to kind of weed out an awful lot of people who are just there for that, which is not what I'm for, you know what I mean? So yeah, it was hard, but like, we've been on a couple of dates and some people were very nice, but it just didn't work.
So you haven't quite cracked it yet?
No. And the thing is, you have to have the chemistry, Adrian.
Absolutely,
you know? And everybody's putting their best, shiniest self forward on these apps, you know, and you can't be that person all the time. So it's much easier to meet in person, and, you know, you can smile, you can gauge body language, you again have that chemistry, whether it's there or not. So where do you go? You know, it's a tough one. Like, and sometimes you have to take a break from them, come off it and go, oh God, you know, and then go back at it again. But, you know, there is, I suppose, a lot of places that you could go, maybe join your triathlon club, or you could go, but at this stage in your life, you know, unless we're socializing differently, you're not going to the pub that often, working differently, where are you going to meet people, you know? So it's hard enough.
Well, that's exactly the question that we're asking today. Stay with me for a moment, Orla. Matchmaker Mairead Lochman from Love HQ joins me on the line. Mairead, do you see a lot of people returning to the dating scene in the 50-plus age bracket?
Yeah, we have people from all ages, from 21 to 83, and obviously we'd have a huge amount of people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you name it, that have, you know, whether it's a case that they're separated, some are divorced, and some also are widows. And so it is very daunting for them going back into the dating world. You have to remember, online dating, you know, Tinder only celebrated its 10th birthday last year. So it's relatively new in the grand scheme of humans, if you think about it, and how people have dated for generations. So it is very difficult for them dipping their toe back into the water. Then as well, how they date is going to be very different to maybe how they dated in their 20s. So when they're people in their 20s and 30s, they tend to be looking for someone to possibly have a family with. So the type of person they're looking for is somewhat different to people that have already had kids or are not looking for a partner to have children with. Again, they're coming as well with their own lives, so they tend to be more established in their life. They tend to, you know, be more settled maybe where they live, their job. They may also have now adult children that are maybe living still in their home because we have the housing crisis. And so there's so many obstacles when it comes to it, and dating, you know, after a divorce or after separation, or even, in older generations.
And we've heard from Orla some of the difficulties that she had with the app. How do you operate in Love HQ, and how do you put people together?
Well, first of all, apologies for the background noise, because I'm actually down at the Ploughing Championship matchmaking people.
No better.
Here today.
Oh, really? So, all right. Okay.
So I could pop up anywhere is what I would say. But how it generally works is I meet people all over Ireland for matchmaking. So I travel around to Dublin, Galway, Cork, Limerick, Kilkenny, Mullingar, Naas every single month. I meet my clients in person. I get to know them, the type of person they'd like to meet, and then anything else that I feel might help me to match them. And then I arrange their dates for them. So the great thing about what I do, and obviously coming to a matchmaker at Love HQ, what happens is anybody that comes to us is invested in the process. They've paid to meet me for a consultation. They've paid for me to arrange their dates. So what happens then is you have a situation where there is no messing. You know, I can filter that out straight away. We've never had an issue with someone not turning up for a date, which happens a lot with online dating. Anybody that comes to us is looking for long-term real love, because if they're not, we just don't take them on as a client. So we can weed out that. We also get their ID, so they are who they say they are. They are how old they say they are.
Okay, so it's a little bit more secure. And in terms of the date, is it a blind date? Excuse me, a blind date that you set up?
Yeah, so I tell people about the person they're going on a date with, but we don't exchange the photographs. I'm never going to send someone on a date with someone that I don't think is, you know, that they're going to be attracted to. It does come down to chemistry. Sometimes you can find someone extremely attractive, but maybe there isn't chemistry with that person, because it's all pheromones. There's a huge amount of science to do with dating. But we tell them a lot about that person. We obviously make sure then there's compatibility. So things like lifestyle compatibility, things like, you know, kind of work ethic compatibility. If someone's extremely active and they like, you know, running up mountains or something like that, we're not going to send them on a date with someone that likes to binge Netflix all weekend and every evening. So there's a huge amount of compatibility that comes into to play as well. Then also location-wise, again, we have to be conscious of the fact that people that come to us are living in a particular area. So we only match people we try within an hour radius, but sometimes up to an hour and a half. But we have people in all four corners of the country. Like from the most northerly point in Donegal to the most westerly point, we'll say, in Cork, and obviously then the main cities and everything as well. So we just take all of that into consideration when we're matching people, and we arrange all their dates.
Oh, very good. Okay, so we mentioned apps like Tinder and so on. You don't have to tell me exactly how much, but is it expensive to use your service?
So their consultations are €150, so it's not going to break the bank, but it is going to be enough. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, and gives you that bit of security.
People are genuine.
Yeah. Okay. All right, stay with me. Stay with me for a second, Mairead. By the way, are you successful down at the Ploughing?
We've had huge success. It's
very
my
good.
Third day down here,
very
and
good.
We've had hundreds of people matched up, so it's great.
Excellent. All right.
A little bit different to what we normally
Absolutely.
Do.
All right. And just very quickly, and unfortunately, I'm very tight on time here. Maura joins me on the line. And Maura, you went back dating a little later in life. What was your experience like in a nutshell?
Well, I was online on different dating apps for a good few years, dipped in, dipped out, gave it up, went back to it. And then I met the love of my life 7 years ago now. Seven years on the 1st of October. Alan, he's listening, I'd say. And we just hit it off.
And you met him on Plenty of Fish, did you?
I did, yeah. And, I liked him when I met him, and the chemistry grew. There was nothing I didn't like about him, so the chemistry grew, and then I just decided, you know what, this relationship is for me.
Lovely story. Lovely story. 7 years later, you met him, Plenty of Fish. So dating at a more mature age worked for you. Thanks very much indeed, Maura.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.